إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. I welcome all of you, and we continue tonight reading from the explanation of Aqidat al-Salaf, the creed of the Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, the people of Hadith, those who adhere to the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who are upon the right path, the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded His servants to adhere to, As-Sirat al-Mustaqim, the path that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left the companions upon. I ask Allah to keep us on you on this path until we die on it. In this book of Aqidah of Al-Imam As-Saruni, Abi Uthman Ismail ibn Abd al-Rahman As-Saruni Rahimahullah wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayh, and the explanation of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Ustad Al-Doktor Abi Muhammad Rabi' Umair Ibn Ali Al-Madkhali حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات أمين. We're still in a chapter. Who can remind me of the chapter actually? What is the chapter we are dealing with? Nah. Nobody's making eye contact neither, huh? Okay, Salih. تغيبت أنت تغيبت. نعم.
The best of the companions of the Caliphate.
أحسنت. أفضل الصحابة وخلافتهم. The best of the companions and their خلافة, their caliphate, as they say in one of the languages, you know, so, and their caliphate. That's English?
English.
Allahu Akbar. Alayin. We stopped at the point when the Sheikh Rabia, حفظه الله تعالى, he was bringing some adilla that highlights the virtue of the four khalifa, the four rightly guided caliphs, as they say, call them in English, meaning Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali radiallahu anhum, mainly Abu Bakr and Umar. So and the last thing we mentioned is about Umar, when the Sheikh is, because he was talking about them, Abu Bakr and Umar both in one time. He was bringing Adilla from the Quran about the virtue of the companions in general. Then the Sheikh mentioned the Adilla, some of the Ahadith and the narrations from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that highlight the virtue of Abu Bakr and Umar, and that's where we stopped at. وقال يوما لأبي موسى يعني عمر رضي الله عنه وقال يوما لأبي موسى يا أبا موسى هل يسرك إسلامنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهجرتنا معه وجهادنا معه وعملنا كله معه برد لنا وأن كل عمل عملناه بعده نجونا منه كفافا رأسا برأس؟ قال أبو موسى لا والله، قد جاهدنا بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصلينا وصمنا وعملنا خيرا كثيرا وأسلم على أيدينا بشر كثير وإنا لنرجو ذلك، يعني ثواب ذلك. فقال عمر رضي الله عنه لكني أنا والذي نفس عمر بيده لوددت أن ذلك برد لنا وأن كل شيء عملناه بعد نجونا منه كفافا رأسا برأس. الحديث أخرجه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب مناقب الأنصار من حديث عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما. This hadith, it is collected by الإمام البخاري in his Sahih, hadith number 3915, and you can check it on the English translation as well. نريد أبو بردة ابن أبي موسى الأشعري. Actually, there was a dialogue that took place between, a conversation took place between Abu Burda, the son of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar al-Khattab, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So narrated Abu Burda ibn Abi Musa al-Ash'ari, the son of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, that Abdullah ibn Umar said to me, meaning to him, to Abu Burda, he said to him, "Do you know what my father said to your father once?" SubhanAllah. This is Abdullah ibn Umar. He said to the son of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he said, "You know what your father said to my father once?" Mean what Umar said to who? To Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. I said, "No." He said, "My father said to your father, O Abu Musa, Will it please you that we will be rewarded for our conversion to Islam with Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our immigration with him, and our jihad with him, and all our good deeds which we did with him, and that all the deeds we did after his death will be disregarded, whether good or bad?" He said, "Your father," meaning Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, said, "No, by Allah, we took part in jihad after Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We offered the prayers and did plenty of good deeds. And many people have embraced Islam at our hands. And no doubt we expect reward from Allah for these good deeds." On that, my father, meaning Umar radiallahu anhu, said, "As for myself, by him in whose hand Umar's soul is, I wish that the deeds done by us at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remain rewardable. While whatsoever we did after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be enough to save us from punishment, in that good deeds compensate for the bad ones. On that, I said to Ibn Umar, meaning Ibn Abi Musa, he said to Ibn Umar, "By Allah, your father was better than my father." This narration once again is in Sahih al-Bukhari. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى هذا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه ملأ الدنيا عدلا رضي الله عنه وفتح الفتوحات ثم مع ذلك هذا خوفه من الله عز وجل. He says, "Look, this is the man who he filled the dunya in his time with justice when he was the Khalifa, the Adl of Umar, and the Futuhat, the conquest in his time. Islam reached Iraq, Sham, Egypt, many places beyond that. Still, look, this is a man who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يريد أن تسلم له أعماله في عهد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم." He said he wants his deeds, that Allah reward him for his deeds that he has performed in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, when the Prophet ﷺ was alive. أَمَّا أَعْمَالُهُ فِي عَدِي أَبِي بُكْرٍ وَجِهَادُهُ وَفُتُوحَاتُهُ وَعَدْلُهُ وَإِلَى آخِرِهِ كُلُّهَا يُرِيدُ السَّلَامَ مِنْهَا. سبحان الله. So he said, سبحان الله, as for his deeds that he has performed in the time of Abu Bakr, when Abu Bakr was a Khalifa, his jihad, subhanAllah, he participated in his jihad, his expeditions, many lands were open and many people embraced Islam, his justice and his being adl, and all of these beautiful and good deeds that took place in his time, subhanAllah, he just wants to be even. Allahu Akbar. والواحد قال منا يعمل عملا قليلا ثم يغتر. So he said, "Look, this is Umar with all of these good deeds." He's not saying, "Look, I've done all of this." He says, "No, this is one of us," the Shaykh says. "One of us, he may do a little thing, and yet he be maghroor. He may be deceived by that action that he has done." فيقول أنا فعلت وأنا فعلت وأنا فعلت. وهو رضي الله عنه كل هذه الأعمال يريد السلام منها. سبحان الله. He says, one of us, he may do one little thing, and then he's going to tell others, I've done this, and I achieved this, and I accomplished this, and I've done this. Why, look at this position of Umar radiallahu anhu. وزيادة على ذلك عندما استشهد يقول يعني عندما طعن وفي مرض موته يقول والله لو أن لي طلاع الأرض ذهبا لافتديت به من عذاب الله عز وجل قبل أن أراه رضي الله عنه. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى, he says more than that, عمر رضي الله عنه when he was dying after he was stabbed by أبي لؤلؤ المجوسي, he was stabbed and then they took him to his home and he was dying he says, by Allah, if I have the like of the earth of gold, I will certainly give it away to free myself from the punishment of Allah before I met him. This is Umar ibn al-Khattab. And Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, with all of the good virtues he has and all the narrations about him, but he is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that whenever he used to see Hudhayfa, who was the companion who has the names of the hypocrites? Hudhayfa? Nah. Whenever he see him, he will ask him. He will ask him, am I one of them? Am I doing their actions? SubhanAllah. This is Umar al-Khattab. Until once, Hudhayfa told him, listen, man, you're not one of them, but you're the last one I'm going to say. I'm not going to tell anybody else after you. This is Umar, and he's still afraid for himself, nifaq. And Allah understand that teach us to humble ourselves. Not you do something and you want everybody to know about it, like you've done a lot. He is a man that he's mubashir bil Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, you are from the people of Jannah, still afraid for themselves. Yeah. ومن فضائله وفضائل أبي بكر رضي الله عنهما, the Shaykh Rabih al-Ta'ala, he's still mentioning some of the narrations from the Sahih, sound narrations that highlight the virtue of Abu Bakr and Umar together. Because there is many narrations that mention them together. He says, وَمِنْ فَضَائِلِهِ وَفَضَائِلَ أَبُو بَكْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ أُرِيتُ فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَنْزِعُ بِدَلْوٍ أَوْ بِدَلْوِ بَكْرَةٍ عَلَى قَلِيبٍ فجاء أبو بكر فنزع ذنوبا أو ذنوبين نزعا ضعيفا والله يغفر له. ثم جاء عمر ابن الخطاب فاستحالت هذه الدلو غربا فلم أرى عبقريا يفري فريه حتى روي الناس وضربوا بعطن. الحديث كذلك خرجه البخاري في كتاب فضائل الصحابة, فضائل أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, ومسلم كذلك في كتاب فضائل الصحابة من حديث عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما. Another hadith that highlights the virtue and the place of Abu Bakr and Umar amongst the Sahaba is this hadith also that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim رحمهم الله. This hadith is agreed upon. You find it in Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith number 3682, and in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 2393. On the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm reading to you the narration that is found in Sahih al-Bukhari. Narrated Abdullah ibn Umar that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in a dream I saw myself drawing water from a well with a bucket. So the Prophet ﷺ, he's narrating to his companions a dream. He says, in a dream, I saw myself, meaning the Prophet ﷺ, drawing water from a well with a bucket. Then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and drew a bucket or two, and there was some weakness in his drawing. May Allah forgive him. Now I want you to pay attention when we get to the explanation of Shaykh Rabi'ah to understand what it means, the weakness. Because somebody may go interpret it, and somewhere the shaitan is very creative, you know. So hold on your horse to your horses, or how they say, inshallah, until you hear the explanation of Sheikh Rabia to what it means, this weakness in here, okay? He said, may Allah forgive him. Then Umar ibn al-Khattab came. Prophet ﷺ still narrating that dream. So then Umar ibn al-Khattab came, and the bucket turned into a very large one in his hand. I had never seen such a strong person as him in doing such hard work. He drew, meaning Umar radiallahu anhu, he drew so much water that the people drank to their satisfaction and watered their camels that knelt down there. How we understand this? That Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he drew a bucket or two, while Umar radiallahu anhu, for once, when he held the bucket turns to a very large one, not the same bucket, and he has drawn a lot of water. Now, how we understand that? Anybody have an idea first? Naam.
Victories in the Muslims over there, in the spread of Islam. And
Ahsant. And how is that?
In, under Umar's rule, there were a lot more victories. Islam spread to many other countries.
I know.
Same answer, but
okay. Ahsant. That's what I was looking for. Now, that's what it is. Both of you, so you complete one another. Anybody else wants to join them? طيب. That was good. جزاكم الله خير. قال يعني أن أبا بكر رضي الله عنه ما اتسع له الوقت للفتوحات إذ كانت خلافته 60 سنتين كما سيأتي مع انشغاله بحروب المرتدين من مانع الزكاة. He says, keep in mind how we understand this. It means that Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, he didn't have enough time for the expedition and the like, because his khilafah was only two years and a couple of months. He was the khalifa only 2 years and a couple of months, and he died, rahimahullah wa radiyallahu anhu. And even in those 2 years, he was preoccupied with fighting those who are apostate. Some people turned away from Islam, and those who from those who refuse to give the zakat. أما عمر رضي الله عنه فكانت خلافته 10 سنوات وفتح الله على يديه فتوحات. He says, as for Umar, his khilafah was 10 years. It's much longer than that of Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. It was 10 years. And upon his hands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Muslims many victories, and they have opened many lands, alhamdulillah, many people entered the Islam. فَبَدَأَ أَبُو بَكْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بَعْدَ الْقَضَاءِ عَلَى الْرِدَّةِ يُجَاهِزُ الْجُيُوسِ إِلَى الشَّامِ وَإِلَى الْعِرَاقِ وَتُوفِيَ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَثْنَاءِ وَخَلَفَهُ عُمَرُ وَتَمَّ لَهُ فَتْحُ الْعِرَاقِ وَمَا وَرَاءَ الْعِرَاقِ وَفَتْحُ الشَّامِ وَفَتْحُ مِصْرَ رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وطال عمره وأوسع الناس عدلا حتى ضرب الناس بعطاء فعلا. He says, but Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, when he finished with those who apostated, he began to prepare the army to send them to for expeditions towards Iraq and Sham. But he died, رحمه الله ورضي الله عنه. He died, رضي الله عنه, at that moment. So he began to prepare the army and the Muslims to go and give da'wah and call other people to Islam and to spread this deen of Allah. Okay? So, and he died. And Umar radiallahu anhu continued on that path. And in his time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given victory to the Muslims, and they Islam reached Iraq and Sham and Egypt. أي نعم قال ولا شك أن أبا بكر أفضل من عمر رضي الله عنهما، والأدلة على ذلك كثيرة، منها إشارات إلى خلافة أبي بكر رضي الله عنه. He says, but keep in mind that there is no doubt whatsoever that Abu Bakr is better than Umar radiallahu anhu, has more virtue than Umar radiallahu anhu. No one should take this hadith and think, oh, Umar is better than this. No. They have virtues, both of them, but Abu Bakr is better in virtues than Umar radiallahu anhu. And Huma. And the Shaykh says, and the Adilla are many. Many are the proofs. And some of these proofs, they are indications that Abu Bakr should be the Khalifa after the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله واختلف الناس هل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم استخلف أو لم يستخلف. He says the Shaykh Rabi says the people they have difference of opinions whether the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم did he point a Khalifa before he died or he did not. Did the Prophet ﷺ said or point or by indication or by statement that if I die, this is the one to be the Khalifa or not? فَيَدَّعِ الرَّوَافِدْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا يَسْتَحِقُونَ أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَصَّى لِعَلِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَهَذَا كَذِبٌ. الروافد, the Shia الرافدة, the filthy, sick group, sect, which now they are in Iran, they represented in this wicked country of Iran, that you should know that about them. The Rawafid, they claim that the Messenger of Allah actually gave an order that Ali be the Khalifa. See, that's what the Shia, they claim, the Rawafid. They claim actually that the Prophet has given the Khilafah to Ali. Meaning if he died, the Ali become the first Khalifa. The Shaykh is saying this is a lie. This is a lie. They have no proof whatsoever. Rather, there are many proofs against this. A proof from Ali radiallahu anhu. A hadith narrated by Ali radiallahu anhu, who mentioned that Abu Bakr is the best of the companions, and then Umar. But they don't believe because the hawa. When someone wants to follow his desires, it's difficult for them to see the truth. Like Shaykh al-Albani used to always say, rahimahullah, if someone is seeking the truth, one dalil is enough. But if someone follow his desires, 1,000 dalil won't be enough. Whenever he brings in, they go, oh, wait a minute, wait a second, wait this, wait that, because they don't want. They don't want the haqq. They're not looking for the truth. But if someone is looking for the haqq, you bring them one dalil from the haqq itself, they say, subhanAllah, jazakallah khair, sami'na wa ata'na, we hear and obey. Somebody playing games, they're going to play games. Whenever you bring him a hadith, what a hadith, I don't know, where is it? What is his understanding? Who said this? Oh, that shaykh said, no, that's not our shaykh, it's not our madhab. Where are you from? Do you know the Quran? All of it? We're talking about the Quran. Some people even talk to them about a matter. They ask, when they have nothing, they're like, do you memorize the whole Quran? If you say no, they're like, Akhi, go memorize the Quran. Come talk to me about hadith. You see? If somebody says, yeah, I memorize the Quran, you don't make no mistakes? Come on, man. The ulama in the haram, they made mistakes. They just bring you some. And then if you say, no, no mistakes, no mistakes. Oh, okay. Or do you know tafsir? I don't. They bring you all this statement because they are not. They don't want to accept the haqq. Ala ayin. That's what the Rawafid. The Rafida, of course, Rafida, they believe that Abu Bakr and Umar, this is their aqidah, they kuffar. You see how it is? Waliyadu billah. That's their aqidah. They teach their children, all of them. Abu Bakr is a kafir, Umar is a kafir, Uthman, like this. All of the Sahaba are kuffar except for a handful. This is the Shia, that some ignorant Muslims, they say he's Sunni this, and they're like, oh no, Iran is the main one. What are you talking about? You don't know your aqidah? Alayin. والراوندية يدعون هؤلاء يتولون العباس عم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي الله عن العباس وهم أضل من الروافد. يدعون أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم نص على خلافة العباس وهذا كذب. Another deviant sect, the Shaykh, he says they are worse than the Rawafid. It's called the Rawandiya. These people, they have extreme towards Al-Abbas. Who is Al-Abbas?
The uncle of the Prophet.
The uncle of the Prophet ﷺ. He's the son of, he's the father of?
Abdullah.
Of?
Abdul-Muttalib.
His father of Abdul-Muttalib. He's the father of who? Of Ibn Abbas. He's the father of Ibn Abbas. You're right. He's the father. You just said he's the father of the son of him. You know what I'm saying? That's English. Alayin, he's the father of his sons. From them is Abdullah. Abdullah ibn Abbas, the famous companion. That's why they call him Ibn Abbas. Do you know what it means in English? Ibn Abbas. The son of Al-Abbas. So he's Abdullah, the son of Al-Abbas. Ala ayyin. Tayyib. So this wicked group, they say, la, actually the Prophet, they believe that the Prophet actually said that no, if something happened to him, Al-Abbas be the Khalifa. Where is their proof? No proof. And that's a lie as well. Wa Ahlus Sunnah, those who adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, منهم من يرى أن خلافة أبي بكر كانت بالاختيار أي تمت باختيار الصحابة له فاختاروه وقدموه خليفة عليهم ومنهم من يرى أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نص عليه نصا خفيا نصوصا خفية ليست جلية ومنهم الحسن البصري وهو رأي للإمام أحمد وبعض الحنابلة ابن حامد وغيره يرون أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نص على أبي بكر نصا خفيا. He says, Ahlul Sunnah, those who are upon the truth, upon the haq, those who say that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he's the one who deserves the Khilafah, to be the Khalifa after the Messenger of Allah and by him was chosen by all the companions. He was chosen by the companions. Okay? So the companions, after the death of the Prophet, they chose, and that's what happened, they chose Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and they put him in authority amongst the Muslims as to be the Khalifa, the first Khalifa of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From them, those who they say, yes, but there is a text actually when they indicate, they are not clear, like verbally you see that, but they indicate that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants him to be the Khalifa. And the Shaykh is going to bring some of those narrations. Tayyib. And this is the opinion of Al-Hasan al-Basri, the Imam of al-Tabi'een, rahimahullah, and he was one of the main students of Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu. And it is the opinion of Al-Imam Ahmad, and some of the Hanabila, ibn Hamid, and other than him. يرون أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم نص على أبي بكر نصا خفيا. They are on the opinion that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has actually appointed Abu Bakr to be the Khalifa, but as indication. Okay? Indicating that he should be the Khalifa. من ذلك قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. From these narrations, there is a statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, اقتدوا بالذين من بعدي أبي بكر وعمر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, follow those who came, will come, the two that will come after me, Abu Bakr and Umar. You see, Abu Bakr and Umar. That's one of the adillah. Also from the adillah, تقديمه صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي بكر في الصلاة كما جاء في الحديث عن عائشة رضي الله عنها. Likewise, another proof is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his illness that he died from, like if you could, in some of the translations they call it fatal illness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ordered when he couldn't, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come out to the salat, he ordered that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu lead the people in prayer. فعائشة رضي الله عنها قالت لما تقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء بلال يؤذنه بالصلاة فقال مروا أبا بكر فليصلي بالناس قالت فقلت يا رسول الله إن أبا بكر رجل أسيف وإنه متى يقوم مقامك لا يسمع الناس يعني من البكاء فلو أمرت عمر فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم مروا أبا بكر فليصلي بالناس قالت يعني عائشة فقلت لحفصة قولي له يعني للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أبا بكر رجل أسيف وإنه متى يقوم مقامك لا يسمع الناس فلو أمرت عمر فقالت له حفصة قالت له فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن كن لأنتن صواحب يوسف مروا أبا بكر فليصلي بالناس قالت فأمروا أبا بكر يصلي بالناس قالت حفصة لعائشة ما يأتيني منك خير فصلى بهم مدة مرضه حتى توفي رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. In this hadith that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, hadith number 7303. I think I have it here. Right? That's what I said? Okay, now. She said during the fatal ailment, when the Prophet was very, very sick, he said, Bilal radiallahu anhu, he came and, because when Bilal, he used to come, he called the Adhan and wait. Then he will come, it's time for the Salat, he will knock at the door of the Prophet ﷺ and he will tell him it's time for the Salat. But at this time, the Prophet ﷺ, who was very sick, he said, order Abu Bakr to lead the people in prayer. Aisha, she was there, she heard what the Prophet ﷺ said. She said to the Prophet ﷺ, if Abu Bakr, meaning her father, that's her father, she said, if Abu Bakr stood at your place in prayer, meaning to lead the people in prayer, the people would not be able to hear him because of his weeping. He cries a lot in the salat, from khushu' and taqwa. So she said, she suggested, she said, so order Umar to lead people in prayer. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, order Abu Bakr to lead the prayer. Then Aisha said, I said to Hafsa, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are the mothers of the believers. I said to Hafsa, will you say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if Abu Bakr stood in your place, the people will not be able to hear him from his weeping. Let him order the Umar to lead the prayer. So Hafsa did so. She said to the Prophet ﷺ what Aisha said, but the Prophet ﷺ said, you are like the companions of Yusuf. Order Abu Bakr to lead people in prayer. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu lead the prayer, and he continued to lead the prayer for a time of the illness of the Prophet ﷺ until he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فهذا من الإشارات على استخلاف أبي بكر رضي الله عنه واستدلوا بأدلة عديدة. He says, so this is another proof that indicate that Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, he's the one who supposed to be the Khalifa after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, because he was the one that was ordered to lead the prayer. And also there's many narrations in Sahih Bukhari. You will find, for instance, in the section and kitab, Fada'il Ashab al-Nabi. Fada'il Ashab al-Nabi. If you read Sahih Bukhari, you will find, this is the section that mentioned the virtues of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ in an English translation in the volume 5. You will find, for instance, a woman came to the Prophet ﷺ and she wants something, and the Prophet ﷺ said to her, come back later. She said, what if I don't find you? He said, go to Abu Bakr. Amongst many other narrations, the ulama, they said that these are indications that he, the one that deserves to be the Khalifa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after he died. The Sheikh said many others. We're going to read to you another one, inshallah ta'ala, after the adhan, if we have some time, inshallah. Now.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم. قال الشيخ ربيع وعن عائشة قالت قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في مرضه ادعي لي أبا بكر وأخاك حتى أكتب كتابا فإني أخاف أن يتمنى متمن ويقول قائل أنا أولى يعني بالخلافة ويأبى الله والمؤمنون إلا أبا بكر. Also the Sheikh mentioned this narration صحيح البخاري hadith number 7127, and this is a portion of a hadith, a long hadith, not very long, but there is a missing portion that when the Prophet ﷺ was very sick, and he was with Aisha radiallahu anha, because he died in her house, radiallahu anha, and when he was very sick, once he says, "Oh, my head." She said, "Oh, my head, Aisha." He says, "La ana wa ra'sa." He said, "No, me of my head," because he was very sick, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, from what he said, "I feel like calling Abu Bakr and his son and appoint the former," meaning Abu Bakr, "as my successor, lest people should say something or wish something. Allah will insist on Abu Bakr becoming a Khalifa. And the believers will prevent anyone else from claiming the caliphate. Or Allah will prevent anyone else from claiming the caliphate. And the believers will insist on Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu becoming the Khalifa, the Caliph." Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahu ta'ala, he says, وَالتَّحْقِيقُ عَنَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ دَلَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ عَلَى اسْتِخْلَافِ أَبِي بَكْرَ وَأَرْشَدَهُمْ إِلَيْهِ بِأُمُورٍ مُتَعَدِّدَةٍ مِنْ أَقْوَالِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala in Minhaj al-Sunnah, he said, when he mentioned the statements and this, and that is what tahqiq, and that what is right, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directed the Muslims to that Abu Bakr is the one who deserves to be the Khalifa. By many means, through his statement and through his actions as well. يعني قال الشيخ ربيع مثل هذه الأدلة التي سقناها هذه ليست نصوصا على الاستخلاف، وإنما فيها إرشادات ودلالات على تقديم أبي بكر واستخلافه وتقديمه على غيره، والإرشادات كثيرة في هذا. He said what Sheikh al-Islam meant is the like of this narration we just have brought to you. When the Prophet ﷺ ordered that Abu Bakr lead the people in a prayer, even they says Umar, he says no, lead, call Abu Bakr, order Abu Bakr to lead in a prayer and the like. He said yet these narrations, you won't find in them that Abu Bakr is the Khalifa after me, but there is strong indications that he is the one that to be the Khalifa after him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال شيخ الإسلام والرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام رضيه ورضاه مع اتفاق الصحابة أقوى من كتابة العهد أو قال نحو هذا. ورسول شيخ ربيع says that شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله says the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was pleased that Abu Bakr, he's the one who lead the people in the prayer. He says and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم pleased with that and the agreement of all the companions to be that Abu Bakr be the Khalifa is stronger than even writing. That the Prophet ﷺ leaves something in writing about this. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله الشاهد أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام دل الصحابة وأرشدهم بأمور كثيرة إلى استخلاف أبي بكر رضي الله عنه وبيعته قبل غيره. ورضي بذلك عليه الصلاة والسلام وعزم أن يكتب له كتابا ثم أعلمه الله أن الناس يأبون إلا أبا بكر قال يأبى الله والمؤمنون إلا أبا بكر وتم ذلك لا شك فكان اتفاق المؤمنين على بيعته مع رضا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقوى من الكتابة. Sheikh says the point of reference here that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم guide the companions to many things that point out clearly that Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه is the one who deserves to be the Khalifa after him. And that the people, they should give him the pledge, the bay'ah, before anyone else. The Prophet ﷺ was pleased with him, and the Prophet ﷺ intended to write a book, to write something that this is, I want Abu Bakr to be the Khalifa after me, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him that the people would not choose anyone before Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That's why he said, يَأَبَى اللَّهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا أَبَى بَكْرٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the believers as well would not choose, would not be pleased with anyone other than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And that's what happened, alhamdulillah, the Shaykh says. So the consensus of the believers, meaning the Sahaba at that time, and they gave him the pledge along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pleased with that, with him to be the Khalifa. This was stronger than even the Prophet ﷺ writing anything that so shows that Abu Bakr is supposed to be the Khalifa. This is understood, right? قال شيخ ربيع حفظه الله وأما استخلاف عمر فكان بتصريح أبي بكر باستخلاف عمر وقام جميعا بأعباء الخلافة على أفضل الوجوه وكملها. He said, as for عمر became the Khalifa after Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, that's because Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu mentioned that to the people. That Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, before he died, he says, Umar is to be the Khalifa after me. And alhamdulillah, the Sahaba didn't have nothing. They all are pleased with that, alhamdulillah. And both of them, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, mashallah, in their times, the affairs was very good, alhamdulillah. We continue, inshallah, in the next class as related to the khilafah of Uthman, inshallah ta'ala, and the khilafah of Ali, radiallahu anhum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad, ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.